With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina has endorsed former President Trump.
We need a president who will unite our country. We need Donald Trump.
The announcement came during a Trump rally in Concord, as seen as a political setback also for fellow South Carolinian, the state's former Governor Nikki Haley. She's been trying to close the gap with Mr. Trump heading into the New Hampshire primary on Tuesday. Allies of President Biden, meanwhile, are trying to block third-party bids they say could threaten his re-election.
Worried that third-party bids from the centrist group No Labels and Robert Kennedy Jr. could take votes away from Joe Biden, the president's allies are taking action. In some cases, they're launching legal challenges to keep opponents off state ballots. Others are asking donors not to send money to lower-tier candidates.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. An Israeli airstrike on Syria's capital killed several people.
Syrian and Iranian state media have reported an Israeli airstrike destroyed a building used by the Iranian Paramilitary Revolutionary Guard, killing at least four Iranians. The Syrian army has said the strike completely destroyed the building in the western Damascus neighborhood of Mazeh. It also said the Israeli Air Force fired the missiles while flying over Syria's Israeli-occupied Golan Heights.
That is correspondent Karen Chamis reporting, saying he himself was an unplanned baby to then-teenage parents. House Speaker Mike Johnson told the March for Life gathering yesterday in Washington society should promote a more caring environment for pregnant women.
I understand that we have to build a culture that encourages and assists more and more people to make that same decision.
New Jersey Congressman Chris Smith says the people need to do more to protect the unborn in their own states, even though the Supreme Court has overturned Roe versus Wade. This is SRN News. A battle over religious freedom will continue in Finland.
In a case that has attracted international attention, the government is trying to punish a Lutheran bishop and a Christian member of parliament for stating that homosexuality is contrary to the will of God. Two lower courts have unanimously ruled in favor of Bishop Johanna Pohjola and MP Pavi Rasinen. The government is now appealing the case to the Finnish Supreme Court. The two were accused of violating hate speech laws. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The state of Alabama has begun enforcing a ban on the use of puberty blockers and hormones to help children live as the opposite sex. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has granted the state's request to stay a preliminary injunction that had blocked Alabama from enforcing its 2022 law. The state attorney general, Steve Marshall, calls the order a significant victory for the country, for children, and for common sense. This is SRN News. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke directly Friday for the first time in nearly 4 weeks.
The president still believes in the promise and the possibility of a two-state solution.
Fundamental differences have emerged in the two leaders' visions for Gaza once Israel's war with Hamas ends.
Good friends and allies can have those kinds of candid, forthright discussions, and we do.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
It's not going to change the president's view that the best long-term solution for regional security, particularly the security of the Israeli people, is a free and independent Palestinian state.
Netanyahu says he's told U.S. officials in plain terms he opposes the establishment of a Palestinian state as part of any post-war plan. Kirby again.
You can't do that without also talking about the aspirations of the Palestinian people and what that needs to look like for them.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.